Pitch swung on, skied to right, sending Castellanos back to the track at the wall, and it's gone. Just a towering fly ball the other way. And Luis Robert Jr. with a two-run home run.
Hey,
it's the second two-run homer tonight for the White Sox. And they lead it 4-2.
Yeah, two ways to view that one. Welcome back. Midday Show Live.
Feels like an audition.
It was. NovaCare Complex, 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. All right. Hugh, the annoying part last night was the Phillies lost to the White Sox. I mean, it's just, let's call it what. That's annoying. I mean, we want them to sweep this series. Now let's just hope they can win the series. Tonight it's Luzardo on the mound for the Phillies against Chicago. But the other way to view what we saw last night was, you said it, an audition. So not only a home run. And by the way, if you watch that home run, it looked like a half swing. Luis Robert's power and his talent in his body is overwhelming. Like, he should be an all-star player. And what's happened the last couple years with injuries and downplay, it's bizarre because 2 years ago, he looked like an MVP candidate. Mm-hmm. But he half swung at that pitch. It looked like a pop-up at first, and it goes over the right field wall. And then Huey had a diving catch in center field to take a hit away. Like, he was auditioning last night.
I tell you what, it's something to be said, because we talked about the fact that, you know, he's kind of had a down year. Was it like before that when he was like 10 home runs or something
that? Yeah, yep.
To know that your name is potentially linked to the team that you're going to play, you're playing against, and you're like, I'm gonna kill him with this one. I'm gonna go out there and have a great day.
So he did, and here's the latest on Luis Robert and his trade market. According to Buster Olin, this may come down to the Mets and the Phillies. So here's Buster Olin this morning on Luis Robert. Division rivals are vying for outfielder Luis Robert of the White Sox, but the White Sox apparently resolute in stance that they'll either receive a trade return, the equivalent of what Robert's potential is, or hang on to him beyond the deadline. Basically, they're holding out for something good. The White Sox hold a $20 million option on Robert for next season. They have tons of payroll flexibility, blah, blah, blah. Basically, he's saying they don't have to dump him. They want something real back. Mm-hmm. But then it comes down to this. The Mets and the Phillies are the two teams right now,
for his services,
according to Only, that are kind of the leaders in the clubhouse for Luis Robert, which makes it even more fascinating, because let's say the Phillies pass on him and he goes to the Mets. They got to face him to win this division.
Yeah,
like, he could swing the division.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And we saw how this happened last year. Who was it, Chisholm? We were talking about getting Chisholm.
Yeah, and he went to the Yankees and helped
the Yankees out a lot. So yeah, you don't want that to happen again. It looks like, well, since the price went up on the brick, went up a little bit, it looks like it might cost you a little bit more, but it probably still won't be as much as it would have been for a bigger name.
Yeah, and if he was playing the way he used to, right?
Yeah.
If he was playing at the level he did 2 years ago, he would have top prospects to get him. That's not what he's been. It does change the equation a little bit. If it's the Mets, right? Like, if the Phillies just choose to go after a different bat and they don't get Luis Robert, okay, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But, Hugh, if he ends up with the Mets and he plays well for them, it's something we're going to talk about, right? Because he's clearly available. There's not that many teams that are after him because he's having a down year and the option on his contract. If it comes down to the Mets-Phillies, it becomes something we can't ignore. Like, well, if he's a Met, we're going to watch him.
We're going to see that. We're going to see him a lot.
Yeah, well, and if he stinks there, I mean, we may dodge a bullet, but it just adds to it that, Kyle, it's between the Mets and the Phillies, it looks like.
Yeah, and even if, say, we go after Eugenio Suarez and they get Luis Robert, you know we're just going to be comparing and contrasting those two guys the rest of the season, whether or not we made the right move or, you know, whether we got the better end of it. Like, the fact that the Mets are going to take a big swing at this deadline, really, it just adds to everything we're going to be looking at the rest of the season, like with Dave Dombrowski, and if the Mets make the better move than us, like we're gonna have Dombrowski's head. I mean, like it's gonna be crazy here.
Well, and then look at this. I bring this up a lot. Look at the standings.
The
difference between the number one or two seed, like the bye in the National League, versus the five seed and playing on the road in the wild card round, is really tight. Like it's a game or two.
Yeah.
So this play, like, you may think, oh, the Phillies are going to make the playoffs anyway, and they probably will. But
the seeding is a big deal.
I mean, right now, the two seed gets to be off for the wild card round. The five seed, which is where the Phillies, I believe, are right now, they have to go to Chicago and play the Cubs in a three-game series. I don't want to do that. I just would not want to go to Wrigley Field and play the Cubs for a best out of three if I could be home. Like, You know, 2 years ago when the Phillies were a wild card, they got to play the Miami Marlins in the first round. It's way different than playing the Chicago Cubs in Wrigley Field. So these moves matter. We'll see the Phillies tonight against Robert again. Luzardo on the mound. It was a very annoying loss last night. All right, let's get back to your phone calls on all this. The Phillies, the trade deadline, do they owe it to these guys to make a big move? The Eagles' mindset. And, of course, your reaction to management here at Odyssey and WIP postponing Joe versus Jack in tennis today.
Soft.
Yeah, that's what a lot of us feel. Josh Maniac is up. What's up, Josh?
Josh.
Yo.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in the tennis match being canceled. I got to tell you, I was on my way down there at my lunch break, and that's a coveted time, you know? So tell your producer he owes me one.
It's Kyle's
me?
Fault.
What did I do?
What did Kyle do?
I didn't cancel it.
So you guys, who canceled it then? So who
Rod,
canceled
Rod
it?
Lakin. Rod Lakin.
Not me.
Our brand manager.
Tell Rod. All right, sorry. I misspoke. Tell Rod that he owes us one then. How about that?
Okay. Well, it's out there now. I mean, yeah. He can hear this. I mean, earlier when Hugh was ripping him, Hugh has this thing where unless someone is like next to him, he doesn't realize that anyone can hear us anywhere. So he was ripping Rod, and Rod heard it all. And he's like, wait, you heard that?
Yeah, I did.
Rod was like, yeah, you're on the air.
I was surprised.
I can hear you anywhere you are. So, we'll pass it along.
Let's do this exercise together, right? Let's all imagine that we're getting out of our vehicle, we're getting on the train or whatever we're doing, getting to work one day, and it's in the middle of January, right? And there's snow on the ground, and the wind is just whipping through your face, and it's 19 degrees out. Are we going to be complaining about 100-degree weather then?
We are not. We're actually, for a lot of people, they'll be wishing it was back.
Exactly. So that's why, you know, I don't understand why people, you know.
I don't tend to complain.
Outside.
You don't complain?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't know what y'all hear.
You, if anything, you know better than everybody else that, you know, like the pads are on in July. It doesn't matter what the temperature is.
Back in the day, I remember.
Yeah, it really, and Josh, good phone. It really does add to the backdrop of today that Vic Fangio, let's listen to him again. I mean, I don't know if Vic was specifically speaking on Jack versus Joe. He might have been, though. Here's Vic Fangio on what the Heat really is.
After all your years coaching, how much do you enjoy or not enjoy a hot day like this?
It's not hot today. That's a mindset, you know. We're going to play some hot games of September, and if you cave to a hot day in training camp, we're in trouble.
He's spot on about his football team, about his defense, and also you could spin it to today. I also have another question about the future of this competition between Joe and Jack. There's three events left. I assume that running and basketball are going to take place
indoors? Well outdoors. Running
I assumed outdoors.
Outdoors.
Now,
basketball should be indoors.
Okay, basketball could be indoors, but you also could play in an outside, court,
park,
but whatever.
Yeah, something tells me.
But are we now going to, like, postpone running? I mean, it's going to be August soon. It's going to probably be really, really hot. Have we reached a threshold where we are going to struggle to get through this because of the summer?
Is it one event when they run, or is it going to be a couple of events?
I think it's going to be a sprint.
Hold on.
That shouldn't be that long. Though.
We're making this a lot more complicated than it needs to be. What I just did, guys, is this crazy thing. I just pulled up my weather app on my phone.
Yeah.
And I can see that next week, Monday's 81, Tuesday's 83, Wednesday's 84, Thursday's 83. So,
that sounds manageable.
Yeah. And, like, you know, anybody can do that, just to be clear.
In advance, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And not disappoint us. I'm just saying. Vic Fangio doesn't seem to listen to these excuses.
It's going
to
be my last day, too, now.
It's all our last
Yeah, we out of here.
Yeah, it's a football Vic's a football guy.
We out of here.
Yeah. Hugh, not a football guy.
Yeah, it's a wrap. Yeah.
You're a wrap?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just thinking about what we're going to do after this.
What are you going to do next, Hugh?
Yeah, what's the next
move? You're going to pursue acting again?
Well, no, I got some things in mind that I'm working on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ventures?
Yeah, I got some ventures.
Yeah.
I got a few things cooking.
And slather Vaseline on me.
Let's go to David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Oh, my God. Hugh, stop saying that. He's going to be dishing baked beans at Bucky's next. So, just saying.
Excuse me.
No, Hugh could definitely work at Bucky's
that
next.
Was funny.
He could. He knows the whole menu. He'd be all right at Bucky's. I would go there. But, so I was going to ask you, Joe, how did you enjoy watching your future center field last night play for the other team? He looked pretty good, didn't he?
Well, I enjoyed that version. Well, I mean, I didn't enjoy it because he hit the home run last night. But I enjoyed watching that version of that player because he's really good when he's like that. Unfortunately, he hasn't been that good in 2 years for whatever reason.
Yeah, well, the reason is he's on such a crappy team, he's just, you know, basically mentally he's checked out. And if you put him in a winning atmosphere, he's going to do much better. He's going to be – he's more like the old him than he is the current him. And he just needs a change of scenery. Just get him out of there. I do care what you have to pay for him because I wouldn't pay what you would have paid last year because of this. Because it is an issue that's going to have to be addressed. But I would still, you know, I would do everything in my power. Get him or Kwan, either one. Pay, you know, Kwan I'd pay whatever you got to pay. Roberts I'd pay a little less, but I would still, I mean, the size of that guy is just, it's mind-boggling. I mean, he's a big dude.
And his power and speed combination, you just don't see many players like that.
Yeah, I mean, if Hugh Douglas had longer arms, that would have been Hugh Douglas in the NFL, but unfortunately not.
I mean, I think there's some parallels there with the athlete of a young Hugh Douglas and Luis Robert. Not Hugh now.
No, not now.
Cool. So, but you and Joe, you got to stop living in the past. You got to move on with this Eagles thing. You know,
when, it just happened.
My wife,
they just won. Their last game was a Super Bowl.
And now they're looking to next year, which is exactly what they should be. They're still hungry. They want more. Like my wife, you know, when Jalen Hurts didn't put his ring on, she's like, he didn't even put his ring on. I'm like, I'm glad he didn't put his ring on because you know why? He wants 10 more rings. And he, you know, he's not looking at, oh,
you know, you're allowed to put the first ring on and then win other ones. There's no rule against this.
Mm. Yeah, well, you are, but this man is so, would you call him like hyper focused? Like he just gets into something and just, yeah, so he's already hyper focused on next year, on this year coming up. You know, he's focused on getting another one and another one and another one. And I think he's going to be that through his entire career, but, you know, he's good to go. And you just need to, you need to get on board, Joe, or when Rod Lincoln fires you, mm-hmm. I'm not giving you a job. So you just need to.
Well, I didn't even know that was in the cards if I needed one.
Oh,
David.
It is.
You
guys are done. Yeah.
Well, we might be after today. We'll figure it out.
We might get suspended. Yeah. I don't think we're going to get fired.
No, I mean, what did we say? That the guy wore blue jeans, got overheated, and canceled the event? That happened.
We might get suspended.
Well, it was a single lie told today. Was a single lie told today.
He looked hot.
Yeah, of course he did.
He looked hot, and it was early. He looked hot.
Yeah. All right, so you brought this up a few times, and I think it's a really interesting parallel. So last year, the Phillies, there was some connection in the trade market to them and Jazz Chisholm Jr., right? Mm-hmm. And the Phillies didn't do that. We know he landed with the Yankees. And David just brought up, sometimes if you're on a bad team, maybe you're not like fully invested, and then you get to a better spot, right? And it brings out the best in you.
Yeah.
So Chisholm played 5 years with the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at his numbers overall, and then since he's got to the Yankees. Ready for this? If you look at his OPS, 749 in 5 years with Miami, which is decent, right? I'd say like an average kind of offensive player. He's at 829 since he got to the Yankees in about a year. He has leveled up from being, I'd say, a pretty good player, a decent player, above average, to a really good player. That could happen with Luis Robert. I mean, there's some risk attached when you trade for a player. Like, Luis Robert, if you look at his numbers, it's not good. It's just not good.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been good in the past, and there is a thought that maybe you bring him here, and he's rejuvenated by sellout crowds, by big games. He gets to play in the playoffs. I mean, he hasn't experienced that in Chicago in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, all of that. There's a possibility. I mean, something similar to when I came here and realized how fanatical the fan base was here. Even though we weren't winning, you know, played with some really, really good players. And when Andy Reid came, it was just the icing on the cake. You know, but it's something to be said about being somewhere that feels like they're going in the right direction. Definitely feels.
I also think it might be telling where the Phillies are in their desperation. A year ago, and I don't know why, but remember the report came out that they didn't think that Jazz Chisholm fit the culture?
Yeah.
That's not coming out this time about Luis Robert, even though there's some similarities between them as you know, where their careers have been up and down. I think the Phillies realize they need help. I mean, if whatever that help is, wherever it's coming from, they need more to go win the World Series. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Joe Giglio. What's the dealio?
Chuck, what's up?
Hey, man, listen, I called for one thing and one thing only, right? It's, you know, it's kind of a, you know, a day that I'm just sitting here and I'm working outside in this heat, and I hear that they canceled Jack Rich and Joe DeCamera, right? Well, let me tell you, I'm going to be first one to tell you, right? I'm going to follow the patent, you know, the best mayor we've ever had here, Mayor Rendell, right? He said it best. You know what I mean? He said that the wussification of this nation is at an all-time high. And that's what it is right now. Domes on stadiums and, you know, canceling stuff because it's too hot. You know, we going to cancel the basketball game next round because the floor is too hard? Huh? What you going to do next, huh? You going to cancel this? You can publicize this whole thing and you cancel it because it's too hot and you're scared they're going to pass out. Well, that's why they make Gatorade. That's why they make Peter, you know, water and Pedialyte. You know what I mean? They make all types of fluids and drinks that you can drink during a game, and they make towels to wipe your face off. Tell a construction worker that it's too cold or it's too hot. Go tell an electrician right now that's burning in the heat right now that it's too hot to fit wires up. Tell a cable guy that when Hugh Douglas wants a cable on to be able to watch this Tubi movie, tell him that it's too hot to fit cable in. I mean, go tell these guys that it's too hot or it's too cold. I can't believe y'all, man. Rod, you forked that corny-ass swag from Arizona. You know what I mean? You forked that lame-ass swag from Arizona, and you should be ashamed of yourself, Rod Lakin. I'm serious, man. You don't cancel a bit like this after hyping it up. That's like a fighter going into a fight, going through the weigh-in, and then going to the fight at the ring. He hopped out the ring and said, I'm not fighting. What type of garbage is this, man? I tell you, I don't even know what type of world we live in no more. We're talking about domes in our stadiums now, too, huh?
That's you again.
People still in hurt, huh? I'm telling you, man. I'm done with this world, man. It ain't the same world. 60 years ago, they didn't have the air conditioning, Rod. What do you think? What did you do then? Huh? You think it's always about sitting in that little studio all comfortable and you don't get no type of sweat? Rod Lacey, you disappointed me, brother. You really disappointed me in this one. And I'm very disappointed that the tennis match didn't happen. Don't cancel no more events. Please don't. Because this is something that people are planning around this session. Think about that, Rod Lakin.
He took it way too far.
He was strong. Did you expect anything less?
He took it
the
way too far.
The wussification of this city.
I just want to say, I don't condone.
Well, because you caught strays in
there. Well, I mean, we did just have it on our show. So.
Yeah, I mean, you're guilty by association.
Oh, no, we are so cooked.
Well, someone had to pay for this today, right?
We
could have ripped a camera in Jack for probably,
we got to go back to the studio about this. And we got to go to the studio tomorrow. Oh, we are so cooked.
Yeah, at least it'll be air-conditioned in the studio tomorrow.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah,
after Chuck rips us for the air-conditioning.
It's going to be so warm. It's going to be so cool, I mean. It ain't going to be warm as it is today.
No, it will not be. I mean, is he wrong about a lot of that?
Canceling?
Chuck, like in the same week, we have ex NFL players, guys that used to have 80 sacks in the NFL on this radio station, championing a dome in Philadelphia, and then we canceled a measly old tennis match.
That was unnecessary.
For heat.
That was unnecessary, the shot that I took.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
You took like three, and they were all very necessary.
They were not necessary. Mm. Those shots weren't necessary.
As Kyle always says, what happened to my city? Like, what is going on around here?
Oh, no.
It was hot.
Oh, come on.
It was a little hot today. But I guess some it wasn't too hot to wear jeans.
But it was. I like how you can't get over the jeans.
No. Wait a minute. I walk upright. And I'm no better because I have on a black shirt and some dark shorts.
Yeah, you didn't dress for the weather either.
But I'm dressed appropriate.
Shorts. Yeah, shorts.
So our fearless leader... He comes out to Winnebago, right? I'm like, man, what the hell you got on? What you doing? God. And he says, I know. And I'm like, no, obviously you don't know because it's hot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want more of that, what we just heard from Chuck, you people are... They're not handling it well.
Oh, I can't wait for that. All right. We'll hear from them coming up. 215-592-9494. We'll get to you people. I especially feel for you people today because today they were going to get to experience a split screen. They were going to have the show here live from camp. And on the other side of the screen was going to be, you know, Federer and Nadal 2.0.
Federer and Nadal,
really? With the camera and Jack. And now we get none of it because of management. All right. More phone calls. Plus, We got to hit this. More on the Harper Manfred incident.
We got some more?
Oh, boy.
I'm pressing charges. I would just say it was
wait
me,
for
I
this.
Press
wait.
Charges.
Some potential consequences that the Phillies could face over. You need to hear this. That's next. It is the Midday Show live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP. We haven't done a good investigation in a while. I think it's time here. Welcome back, Midday Show. So yesterday, the news broke about the heated interaction between Rob Manfred, the baseball commissioner, and the Phillies, specifically Bryce Harper, and how mad he was. They told him to get the bleep out of their clubhouse when he came and met with the Phillies recently and kind of floated the idea a few years from now the owners could be pushing for a salary cap in Major League Baseball. Well, Hugh, we have more on the story now, and there's more legs to it. In fact, we have to open up an investigation on whether or not this could hurt the Phillies in the very near future. All right, let's hear some more context. ESPN's Jeff Passan, he's the one that wrote the story yesterday. And, Hugh, we were wondering what Rob Manfred's reaction was, right, when Bryce Harper walked up on him and got face-to-face, told him to get the bleep out of here.
Yeah.
Here is how Passan framed Manfred's response.
So what does this say about the state of the game that a player can basically walk up to the commissioner, curse him out, especially with a new collective bargaining agreement coming up, I want to say, end of 2026?
Yeah, December 1st, 2026. And I think on one hand, Rob Manfred didn't stand there and take it. He shot right back at Bryce Harper and said, I will be in this clubhouse and we will have this conversation. And frankly, these are the difficult conversations that need to be happening in order for labor peace to continue. We all remember the 1994 strike. Canceled the World Series. It was a problem, and there is fear throughout Major League Baseball, both on the player side and at the league, that it is going to go down the same path. Now, Rob Manfred has not said he is going to lock out the players upon the expiration of that collective bargaining agreement, but at the same time, there is the expectation that that's going to happen unless things really change drastically between now and then, particularly if MLB owners insist on a salary cap.
Hugh, what's your reaction to Manfred basically saying, I'm not going anywhere?
That they're doubling down on this and they're ready for a fight. I don't think you know what's funny, now that I think about it, I don't think Bryce did the right thing by rolling up phony.
So let's add some more context to maybe Bryce went a little too far. All right, so Mark DeRosa, former player, he was the Team USA manager in the World Baseball Classic recently. Also a former teammate of Bryce Harper's with the Washington Nationals. Are he now, you've probably seen him, he works for MLB Network. He's on one of the shows in the morning. DeRosa was in the big leagues for all. You probably recognize the name or his face if you saw him. But he now works for MLB. All right, Hugh, here's the latest with DeRosa's angle on this. This is from The Athletic this morning. This is from the story. Quote, after Philadelphia Phillies star Bryce Harper got in the face of Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred during a heated meeting last week, Mark DeRosa, a former big leaguer who now works for Manfred, said something some players took as a threat, according to four people who attended the meeting or were briefed on it. Quote, the commissioner's a powerful guy. Don't bleep around with him, was the tone of DeRosa's message. Some players were angry at his implication that a commissioner who has oversight of so many on- and off-field personnel and processes in the sport, could retaliate if they didn't fall in line with what a commissioner wants, the sources said. After DeRosa's statement, a player in the room raised the possibility of MLB using the drug testing program as a means of retribution. However, DeRosa, an MLB Network broadcaster and major leaguer, said he was just joking when reached by The Athletic.
That's a hell of a time to be joking.
I agree.
You know what I mean? And say something like that, but at the end of the day, the commissioner is in a position of power.
The ultimate position of power.
Yeah, and, you know, as much longevity as baseball players have, the game will move on without you. You know, it's just, it might take a little while, but it will move on without you.
The first thought I had, now, a drug suspension without evidence feels like a huge thing, but you know what I thought of right away? As we do an investigation here, you know what's going to happen. Let's fast forward to October. Let's say there is an obvious bad call or strike ball call that goes against the Phillies that decides the game. What are we all going to come back to?
Commish.
Yeah, like was this intentional?
That's what you get for fooling with the commish.
Well, you know, sometimes within the game, you don't. I never want the pitcher or the catcher to get too much. Sometimes early in the game, you don't want to get too much on the umpire because you're like, is he going to screw you later?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the ultimate form of that. I hope we don't get to that point, but I mean, I'll think back to this investigation if the Phillies are hosed on a call down the stretch of the season.
Now I wish I was a fly on the wall, because I want to see, because when Bryce rolled up on him, I want to see what the commissioner's reaction was. Like, hold up, player. Back up.
Rod Manfred saying, hold up, player.
Player, back up.
Doesn't seem like Rod Manfred's vernacular.
I'm just saying. Bryce Bob was 6'5", 6'6".
No, you got to stop six, adding six, height eight. To Bryce.
He's not even that tall.
Bryce Bob tall, like, I'm about 6'5", 6'6".
He's about 7 foot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He rolled
Bryce
up on
Harper
you.
Bryce standing at 9'7".
He rolled up on you. And the commissioner said, hey, you picked the right one today. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall, because Bryce didn't want to say nothing. Well, or what? Like, wait a minute. Now I'm here. What if he just smiled and be like, come on, big guy. Come on, big guy. Come on. You want a piece of me? You want some of this? And everybody had to hold Bryce back.
And then they just start fighting right there.
No, I'm just saying. He looked like, oh, so. Or he looked at him like, and started laughing. Oh, so that's how you want to play it? I see you in December.
Now, all right. Gut feeling. Was DeRosa really joking, or is
no.
he just saying that
no.
now?
No, I don't think he was joking either. I don't think he was joking. I think that when he realized what he said, he's like, hey, maybe I need to walk this back a little bit, because, like you said, the commish might be about that life. He might be about that life, Joe.
All right, take me back to your playing days. I know the NFLPA and baseball PA is different things. Let's say it was Tagliabue when you were playing? Paul Tagliabue comes to the Eagles locker room when you're a player. Would you walk up to him and basically threaten him?
Man, I went to Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio. I'm one of like four players that have played in the NFL.
So basically, you would have been more reserved.
I'd have waited for one of them cats that went to Georgia or Wisconsin to say something to him. LSU. But me? Oh, no, I ain't got nothing to say.
Little old you?
little old Central State University. Where before? No, I'm cool.
Well, so the way it was told.
Five of us that went to the league when I was there.
The way it was told in the story, though, and this sounds like a total Nick Castellanos move, is that he broke the tension by being like, well, I still have some questions about this whole thing.
Yeah, he looks like that type of dude.
Yeah.
Just try to tension break.
And everyone's like, Nick, come on, this thing's over now. Like, yeah, we gotta wrap.
Don't you see that we're face-to-face or Manfred's at Harper's belt because Harper's towering over him?
It is pretty wild.
Harper, he's standing about 6'9".
That's right. Yep, he's just about 6'9".
About 6'8".
He's 6'2 and a half. This idea that he's 6'6 is crazy.
It just makes the story sound so much better.
It does. Bryce Harper, all 7'4 of him, walking right up to Rob Manfred.
Walking up to Rob Manfred talking about, listen here, little fella. Don't come in here with that bleepity bleep.
Yeah, you know what we got to do?
Get the bleepity bleep
next
up out
time
here.
We're – maybe spring training next year. We got to get you standing next to Bryce for a picture.
Just see how tall he is.
You claim you're 6'2".
I'm 6'2".
And you claim Bryce is about
– about 6'5", 6'6".
Yeah. Yeah. Hugh Douglas height investigation.
Yeah. If you guys are the same size, what does it mean? You're taller or he's shorter?
Hey, he might be as tall as I thought he was.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, just keep an eye on this whole thing. If there's retribution here
– retribution.
We have our eye on Manfred, because it sounds like he's annoyed, and I don't think DeRosa was kidding at all. And now he's pretending he is. All right, let's go to Jeff in Camden, annoyed at the Phillies' loss last night. Hey, Jeff. Jeff? Going once? Twice?
So annoyed that couldn't even hang on.
Yeah, that's his thing. All right, Jake is up next at WIP. Hey, Jake.
Way to
gentlemen.
Go.
Jake, hey, what's up, man? Jake, what's up?
Good afternoon.
What's up,
I just
man?
I want to touch on the Eagles a little bit and the Phillies, if that's all right.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So, I might be the outlier here, but I'm honestly not mad at the approach we're taking with the Eagles here. I think it's a calculated approach. I think it's keeping everybody in between their ears. And we all know sometimes success, especially with young players, that can go to people's head. We're all human. And I think that approach is perfect. Leave last year behind it, and let's go towards this year. Let's get it done. Let's get another Super Bowl.
Well, the one thing that's clear about it, Jake, is it whatever Sirianni preached, it got through. Because they're all – it's like, you know, we've talked to probably 8 players since we got here last week. They're all on lockstep together. And then you hear Sirianni, you hear the coaches, Jalen, his press conferences.
Great, greatest brainwashed job on the planet.
It's working so far, for sure.
Yeah. And as far as the Phillies goes, I mean, that was a tough watch last night. Dave, if you're listening, go out there, get the pieces we need to win the World Series that you promised us, and let's get us another parade on Broad Street. That's all I need to say about the Phillies.
It's as simple as that. Like, and Jay, good phone call. Wait, Dave doesn't have to complicate this. Go finish it. Finish
what you said you was going to do.
Yeah, the team is obviously good. There's a lot of talent here, and they're one of the better teams in baseball. But they and many others are flawed. I think if there was that one great team this year, like if the Dodgers were having one of their dominant seasons, or you know whoever, you might say, man, it's going to be tough. There's not that team. And we've pointed this out a lot the last couple of days. The Mets aren't going to sit on their hands. Mm-mm. Dodgers are going to try to get better. The Cubs are going to try. Like everyone else that's similar in the NL, they're all trying to get better by Thursday.
Yeah.
And if someone doesn't get better, well, you're going to be left in the shuffle. And the Mets, they already had their worst part of the season. They played really bad in June, and I don't think the Phillies took enough advantage to give themselves a cushion. Now they're chasing them again. Let's go finish this thing, Dave. Steve in Phoenixville. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's been a long time. Y'all so busy, man. That's when you know, y'all like celebrities. I can't get on, man. You know what I mean? I just want to sit in the front row. That's all.
Well, we appreciate you being part of the show, Steve. What do you got for us?
Oh, yeah, y'all guys are hilarious. But anyway, let's talk about that Super Bowl ring thing. You know what used to make me sick about Andy Reid? And I know that's you, old coach and buddy. Listen, I love Andy from when he's here. But what bothered me is when he used to sit up in them press conferences with that Super Bowl ring on from another team. That bothered me, man. Like, dude, take that ring off until we get our ring to put on your finger. He always did that. I mean, I couldn't stand that. Like, yo, like leave that stuff over on the other side, man. That's over with. We trying to get our own ring. We don't need to be reminded that we don't have one. And see why we never won one. I think that's one of the reasons why we ain't winning, because he was still caught up in Green Bay with his old style of coaching. And it's like we never won one, man. He just wore that ring, and he wore it out of here. And we never won one with him. And I just believe that what they're doing with this ring, man, that's old news now, man. It's time to move forward. It's time to get another ring. They need to treat this second ring like it's their first ring. That's what they need to do. Treat it like they need to gain it like the first one. And about the Phillies, they need a salary cap. I'm sorry, Bryce talking out his ears because he got $330 million to sit on. But what about them young boys that's sitting down in the clutches making $850,000? You ain't thinking about them when you say strike. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Steve, with that's why I think Manfred's making this tour trying to talk to players, because I think he's trying to get a gauge. He's trying to get into the ear of exactly who you just mentioned. Like
the Jimmys and the Joes.
Right. Of course, Bryce Harper doesn't want a salary cap, or the future Bryce Harper.
Yeah,
but that little guy, like Johan Rojas, he could probably make more if there's a salary cap. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, like, come on, man. Dude, you're making $330. Like, come on, man. Like, yeah, okay. Everybody deserves their worth. But, like, come on. 700 something million for Ohtani. Like, what's next? A $1 billion?
That's the next one.
They're trying to.
Like, come on. It has to stop somewhere.
Well, yeah,
man,
they're trying to avoid. And here's my prediction on this. Steve, appreciate it. I don't know if we're going to have a strike or a work stoppage. I think we probably are. Something lockout. I think the owners are going to win this time. They lost in 1994.
Because of what Steve said. It's a lot that Steve said, but what he said about what's next, $1 billion, they're trying to stop that from happening.
Of course they are. And they have half the league with small market teams that are saying, help us.
They can't compete.
They can't, right? Should the small market team spend more money? Yes. The Pirates shouldn't be as bad as they are.
Yeah,
but they can never sign Juan Soto.
No.
Like Paul Skeens, right? He's the best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in baseball.
He leaving.
They can't keep him.
Yeah, he leaving.
They know it.
He leaving.
Right, and in football, let's use that for the salary cap, or even basketball. Like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander stays with the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Right, in football, the Bills can keep Josh Allen. I mean, there's a reason why those sports have worked with a salary cap.
Yeah.
It gives you a shot to keep your play. I mean, I think we're going to eventually have the cap in your baseball. So you want to comment on the Andy thing?
Well, I did, because I don't think Steve understood what Big Red was trying to do. When Andy came here, we were a rudderless ship.
Yeah.
And by him wearing that Super Bowl ring, that's what we were striving to get. I know it probably bothered you, but, you know, it was more for us to see so that we could strive, because we were a good team, and he knew that. But we need a direction. So that's why he wore it. And he always, to your point, he stuck it in your face because he wanted you to see that.
I think sometimes with coaches or managers, we think about what they're saying to us, but sometimes they're speaking to you.
To you,
to the player. You as you.
Yes, and that's what he was doing. Because he did that. When you see some of the first pictures of Big Red, he had that big Green Bay Packers ring on his finger because we were in training camp and he wore it because it was a method to his madness. So, I mean, I apologize, Steve, if you didn't understand that, but that's exactly what it was. And we gravitated towards that. And even though we didn't get one, we aspired to get one. That was the motivation behind everything that we did. That was the reason why we went to four NFC championship games and finally broke through, was because of that, the fact that Andy wore that ring as much as he did.
And look, we could bring up a lot of reasons why you guys ultimately didn't win the whole thing. I don't think Andy wearing his ring was the reason.
No, it's
not. I mean, like, yeah, there's probably 10 to 20 other reasons.
Yeah, that is
Five to one!
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have to say it. I mean, everyone's thinking it. That's part of it. It happened. Right? That's just,
I've been messy today, so I might as well.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well finish the day strong.
Yeah, well, we might as well. Just wait for this.
I mean, it's a wrap.
Might
anyway.
Have to rank the messiness of the day.
Yeah, it was a
wrap. I mean,
wrap.
Lost the Shuffle is the guilty drop.
No, that was hilarious.
Guilty!
Wild. All right, let's get to you people. I'm sure had a day today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I just want to start by saying I feel like we had a good run together.
Oh, yeah.
It's our last day. Then
we outlasted a lot of, you know, the shelf life of most shows.
Yeah, we did. Yep. We did some numbers.
Yeah,
we did numbers.
And we're going to go.
I'm proud of the show.
We're going to go out with a bang because there's been a lot of reaction to the postponement. In the YouTube chat today.
It's a wrap for us.
Well,
it's a wrap.
Real quick, it's brought to you by New Jersey Human Services. The times you spend with friends and loved ones are the best. Make sure you stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks at stayinthepic.nj.gov. A few things before we get to all that. Joe and Kyle. Joe, we're apparently scared to get Jalen Hurts on the mic today down in training camp. I guess we're ducking him.
We're ducking Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Like, we have
control. There's a seat open here.
Anything.
If he wants to walk in anytime he can. What does it mean we're ducking Jalen Hurts?
I don't know. I guess. Oh, okay. People think that he would have some choice words for us if he sat down.
I'm sure he'd have none.
Yeah.
He has no idea what we talk
about. Nope. Someone thought that he looked like a strip club bouncer that doesn't feel like getting up when things are going down. I can see that. It's the towel over the towel over the shoulder.
Yeah,
I can see that too.
Yeah. There's a look of like I'm done for the night.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and let the young Thundercats handle that. That's a good one.
That is good. Yeah. A few suggestions on the bracket of Hugh next season. Hugh started off pretty hot. I guess somebody had their arm around his waist. We got no hug Hugh.
I like that.
Tickle
that's
me, Douglas.
Weird, though, dog. That's weird. Mm-hmm. Hugging me.
What about Tickle Me Douglas?
Yeah, that's a funny one. That's funny.
That is a lock to make the tournament.
Last day, Hugh.
Today is probably our last day.
and with the stew, it looks like you're cooking up Stew Douglas.
Stew Douglas.
Yeah, that one could get some run. I do like last day, Hugh. Yep. That one.
Yeah, because today might be it.
Every now and then. We like to throw in some of these lost YouTubers. So Joe was talking about CJ Gardner-Johnson today.
Yes.
And somebody commented, "Stop it, Spike. CJ GJ is not as big of a loss as you're making it out to be."
I agree, Spike. That's enough. And just quiet down.
So you're Spike now.
Yeah.
I guess so.
All right. Let's get to the meat and potatoes here. Mm-hmm. First of all, do you guys think the decision to postpone because of heat, like, do you think that's going over well with the people in this city? Like,
do you
think Joey from the dump truck took the day off because of a little bit of heat?
No shot.
I don't think so. So listen to some of these. My uncle is on a roof in Bridesburg today. This city has gotten soft.
You know what?
That's powerful.
That one right there, that's at Rod Lake. That comment is on him.
Carpenter here, been outside in jeans and a hard hat all day since 6 a.m. Man up.
That's strong.
I mean, these are our listeners. And some of those folks were planning to go to FDR Park or at least watch it on YouTube with us. And now their day shot because of us getting soft.
You might be on some of the roofs trying to learn carpentry.
Yeah, that's
this is a wrap for us.
Let's be real. That's not the good place.
No, it's not. No, I'm not.
That's not a good place for either of us.
No,
but you cooking on a roof?
I'm definitely not getting on
the
roof.
That's not your spot.
All right. I found this one pretty funny, too. What, you guys couldn't play one set with EMTs on standby?
Yeah, that is true.
We got some across the street. We could have said they need help.
Now, to be fair, the EMTs might need to be there if it's 55 out or 95 out.
That, big that,
yeah, that's true.
We might need them
do it
way.
With some EMTs on standby.
That's true.
All right, these are pretty good. I expected nothing else from Rob Lincoln. What a joke.
Rob Lincoln.
I agree. And Rob then, Lincoln stinks.
That's pretty funny.
And then Ridiculous by Rob Lanca.
Lanca.
Yep, L-A-N-C-A.
That's awesome.
I didn't know if anything would ever top his day on the polygraph. Today might have done it. Because he's getting roasted.
Yeah,
and then a couple quick things before we go here, because we had a few things that happened today that had some pretty serious drop potential, or at least worth replaying. First up, this just happened, last-minute submission. Hugh's Rob Manfred impression was incredible.
What if he just smiled and be like, come on, big guy. Come on, big guy. Come on. You want a piece of me? You want some of this?
Hey. That's so good.
Hey, man, you know, some of the things that go over in my mind when I think about, like, a lot of times y'all think it's a pregnant pause. I'm just replaying what was told to me in my head.
Come on, big guy.
Come on, big guy.
Listen, if baseball wants to get the most out of this new rivalry, next year's WrestleMania, I need Harper and Manfred in the ring.
And one more quick thing, and I hate to do this to the guy. Seems like a swell fella.
Uh-oh.
We had him on the show earlier, but the people have spoken, and we had to relive this moment from Jalix Hunt in that interview earlier.
Anybody in the room, anybody in the building who could give me any tips about just being a professional and how to progress my game into the next level. So, excuse me.
Don't worry about it.
This year,
keep it moving.
You tried to power right through it.
Jalix Hunt's on-air burp was awesome.
That sounds like something came up a little bit.
Yeah.
Isn't that par for the course of our show? Like, like that happens.
Yeah, well, and you empathizing because it happens to you. It's like, you understand what it's like to have...
Mukbang, we do the mukbang.
Or just some gas.
And people lie about people farting on the air
This wasn't what it was. This didn't sound like just a regular burp.
Anybody in the room, anybody in the building who could give me any tips about just being a professional and how to progress my game into the next level. So,
don't worry about it.
This year.
You think some food came up?
The breakfast was coming back up.
It was hot, though. It was hot.
No, hot. And I'm glad we played it because you people brought it up and we needed to talk about it again. This was a fun day.
Yes, it was.
Sweaty
Come
day.
On, big guy.
This might be our last.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see how tomorrow works. Well, you know.
Gut feel. Do the key cards work in the morning?
Well, it'd be kind of hard to replace us this late in the game. We probably got to Friday, though.
Well, for a full-term replacement.
No one's going to camp. It wouldn't
tomorrow.
Be that hard.
Well, we probably.
Yeah, anyone could sit in tomorrow. Yeah, you mean full-term replacement? That's going to take a few days. Yeah, I think the key cards will work.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But if they don't,
then
it was fun.
We'll be doing construction somewhere.
Yeah, we'll go with everyone on you people. We'll join you guys. All right, fun show today. If you missed Jalix Hunt and his belch or Reed Blankenship, Odyssey app rewind or on YouTube, go find those. Afternoon show next. I'm sure they have a lot to say about Rod Lake's decision and the cancellation. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, deadline almost there, almost here. Afternoon show next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.